everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You figured that we would be talking about a big win over the Miami Dolphins before looking ahead to Tampa Bay, but alas, that is not the case. To break down the 20-19 loss, I brought in Josh Pawnell from Bird 24/7 and the notorious BLG, Brandon Lee Gowton, from Bleeding Green Nation. Josh, I'll let you start things off here. What is the biggest reason for the Eagles' loss?
Well, I mean, offensive line play, they averaged just 2.3 yards per carry. And Dominican Sue just really disrupted the run game. Pretty much after the first few drives, the whole game. Three tackles for losses, three quarterback hits. He just was able to do whatever he wanted to against Kelsey, against Kelly, Tobin. So that was the big reason, was his penetration, and really not giving Murray or Matthews a chance to even get to the line of scrimmage on some plays.
Brandon, anything other than the offensive line?
Special teams, obviously, huge concern. I mean, that was such a strength of the team last year, and for them to have a punt blocked, second of the season, they had one earlier this year, and to miss that chip shot of a field goal that would have put them up 19-3 at the time. I mean, special teams has just been a real big disappointment for this team.
Brandon, as we look ahead to Sunday's game, there's a chance that Mark Sanchez, depending on Sam Bradford's status, will have to start in his absence. So does the offense change if Sanchez has to play?
I don't think it changes in a way that, you know, you're not seeing a huge drop-off from Bradford to Sanchez at this point. I think, you know, Sanchez is what he is. He went pretty much 5-4 as a starter, kind of 4-4, but he kind of helped win that Texans game last year. So he's going to go in there. I think he gives the team a chance to win, and I think that's what you really want out of a backup quarterback.
Josh, what does Sanchez bring to the table if he has to start?
I mean, he's one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league, and what he brings is just the experience of last year. I think you really saw that in the Dolphins game, because once he came in, Chip didn't really change the play calls or attacking downfield. They were able to do the same things. They were able to take shots. They weren't always completed, whether it was a drop or it was just an overthrow, but they were able to do the same things. And he doesn't have to be great to win this game against the Buccaneers. He just has to be solid, and he's more than capable of doing that.
All right, gentlemen, the Eagles sit at 4-5. They've not been able to get over that 500 hump the entire season. Josh, what is the biggest reason for that? Or what would you say has been the biggest disappointment to this point in the season, looking at this team overall?
Well, I think consistency, not necessarily just the offensive line, but Caleb Sturgis in the kicking game in key moments. And it's just whenever the Eagles need not necessarily a big play, but just kind of a solid play, they'll turn the ball over. They'll make a crucial mistake that will either give up the lead or take away the chance to take the lead. I mean, the Sanchez interception, the Sturgis missed field goal, the blocked punt. They just do a lot of things. And, you know, these are units that normally are pretty good, but in some key moments, they're just not consistent and they make crucial mistakes.
BLG, most disappointing aspect in your estimation?
One of the most disappointing things I think this season has been the decline or the unexpected, just disappointing performances from players you think you would usually be able to count on. I mean, you look at Jason Kelce, a guy who's only 27, had a Pro Bowler last year, and all of a sudden, you know, he's struggling this year. And that's something you really couldn't really address going into the season. You weren't finishing last year and saying, hey, we need to fix the center spot. So when you have areas like that where you're supposed to have players you can count on, and they're not living up to that, it's really hard. Even you look at John Dornbos, who has been struggling with some of his long snaps. I mean, guys like that who you usually rely on to be good players, and that the fact that you can't rely on them like that, I think that's been a big disappointment.
He's Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation. He's Josh Pawnell from Birds 24/7, and I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dot com.